Welcome to the Sparked Podcast, a place to keep your spark bright. Here, I've brought together my most powerful tips from the last decade plus partnering with small businesses on all things leadership, mindset, people, and culture. Here, my approach combines intuitive psychology, strategy, neuroscience, and results-based coaching to unlock your highest potential. Step into your power and truly own your role as a leader so that you can spread the positive impacts of your purpose-led work everywhere. My name is Emma Campbell. I'm a mindset and performance coach for purpose-led leaders. I'm a mama to two cheeky little munchkins. I'm a wine appreciator, nature-obsessed, stubbornly optimistic child at heart. And I'm here to inspire belief in what's possible for you because it is all so possible. I hope that this podcast leaves you feeling lighter, more inspired, and more ready than ever to go out there and take actions on your big dreams and vision. I can't wait to dig in. See you in the podcast. Oh, hey. So lovely to be here. It has been a little while since I recorded a podcast. It has been all happening at Emma Campbell HQ. As we prepare for our adventure around Australia in a caravan with the family. If you haven't heard, we are setting off around Australia for 7 months in around 35 days. And it's been an amazing process to get ready for, and there's been lots to do to get there. And I'm going to record a podcast all about that journey at some point, about the buying of the caravan, the changing of the cars, getting a tenant, you know, preparing the business to go and hit the road, because I'll be bringing my online coaching business with me. So we are like beyond excited, and we're going to be starting a YouTube channel. So I'll definitely share that around if anyone wants to follow our adventures and discover a little bit more of our beautiful country. We're going to be going everywhere. So roughly 1 month per state, heading north first up to the Gibb River Road in Karajini, and then up to Northern Territory and all the crocodiles, and cruising all the way around. It's going to be amazing. And if you want to join the journey and join the adventure, then we would love to have you following along. And my husband is like an amazing, amazing videographer and photographer, so he'll probably be doing most of that fun stuff. And you might get stuck with my big head as the star of the show. So just warning you for that. On to more relevant topics today. This is a topic that I have been talking about with so many of my clients for such a long time. And whenever I share this particular message and this particular topic, like, no joke, this is like, there's like jaws that just drop to the floor. Like, people have never heard this information before, and it just blows my mind, and it can transform businesses and save you a shitload of money as well. Like, you'll hear me in the episode talk about, you know, how certain leaders will come to me with certain issues thinking that they might need to throw money at the issue for it to go away. And when I share with them what the real solution is to this issue, you can just see like a massive wave of relief come through them, and a recognition that actually they don't need to spend $1 million trying to, I don't know, like create a new bonus scheme or a pay increase or I don't know, some other sort of like band-aid solution. So it's really, really powerful stuff. And I have also started a YouTube channel. So you'll be able to hear within this podcast episode that I reference a what I call the purpose effect, or this little model which demonstrates what I call the purpose effect, or the ripple effect of starting with your purpose first in how to create like a thriving, lit up team culture that creates a successful business. So if you want to check out the model, I will link the YouTube channel link as well. Otherwise, I speak it all through, so you'll totally understand it anyway. And I think that is about it from me. It's so lovely to be back on the podcast. As you guys have heard before, I just love, love, love connecting with you guys in this way. And I'm planning to bring the podcast with me around Australia. So you might get to hear like a few, you know, birds in the background or, you know, those classic Australian sounds. I was going to say you might get to hear a crocodile, but let's bloody hope not. We've just been reading books about crocodiles in our home, so I'm like very fresh on all the stats of crocodiles. And oh my God, they are like, they're big creatures. They could do some real damage. So let's hope that we don't come face to face with a crocodile and that you don't hear them in the background when I'm recording a podcast. But I do hope to share as much as I can with you along the journey and enjoy this podcast episode. I can't wait to connect with you soon on everything that's been happening in the back end of the business and life and all of the things, because there has been a lot. And for the moment, enjoy this podcast episode and I'll talk to you soon. Lots of love. Because when you have issues with team morale and you think you need to pay a better bonus, or maybe you need to pay everyone more or increase salaries across the board, or you need to take everyone out for a big boozy dinner, I'm here to tell you that actually you don't need to throw money at these issues, and that money is rarely the solution, and that more often than not, it's a purpose issue. It's an inside organizational issue rather than a more money issue. So what do I mean by this? Let me explain. So often in my work as a culture and leadership coach and consultant, been in this space for too many years now, over a decade, almost 14 years, I think, you know, CEOs and leaders, primarily of small to medium-sized organizations, will come to me and say, you know, just like team engagement, culture, morale is down. We've been putting together this like incentive scheme, this bonus scheme, and I think this is going to like really, you know, boost performance and engagement. Can you have a look over this incentive scheme? Or they might come to me and say, like, employee turnover is really high. You know, we've been losing so many team members and I think we just need to increase pays. I think we just need to pay everyone some more money. We're going to give everyone a 5% or a 10% pay increase or whatever. Or perhaps they'll come to me and they'll say, our leadership team is just not on the same page. They are not getting along. There's conflict, there's backstabbing, there's gossip. So we think we're just going to throw a really big Christmas party. And, you know, once everyone's had a few drinks, you know, everyone will get along. It'll be fine. Or they might come to me and say, and we just can't seem to get past X number of people. Like we can't grow past a certain size. You know, often it's around this, like around 15 team members. We just can't get past that size without losing people or without something blowing up. So I think we just needed to not go past that number. I think we're just going to like stop there. I think that feels really good for us. And sorry, I don't mean to laugh at these things, but the reason why I'm giving this a little bit of lightness is because, you know, if you have said some of these things, you are not alone. And I want to also be here to tell you that while there is beautiful intention behind those things, and while some of these solutions may give some tiny incremental improvements, most of them, or pretty much all of them, are not getting to the root and the cause of why those issues are there in the first place. And you're actually throwing away money at an issue that's probably just going to get bigger and bigger and require more and more money of you. Because what these like well-intended solutions are doing is that they're kind of approaching this inside issue with an outside solution. You know, they've got team and morale issues and they're trying to throw money at it. They're trying to like throw a band-aid or throw an external solution at something that actually has a deeper cause behind it. It's a bit like, you know, trying to tape up a leak on a leak in a ceiling that's got like a water leak or something like that. It's like trying to put like sticky tape on it, and yeah, it might solve it for a few minutes before it's just going to pop out somewhere else, right? It's like we need to get to the core of why is that ceiling leaking in the first place? Like, where is that leak coming from? Because otherwise you're just going to be spending a lot of tape, right? You're going to be wasting a lot of tape on trying to fix this leaky ceiling. So, you know, usually when morale is low, when you're losing people, when there's lack of leadership alignment or there's lots of conflict, what this usually means is that there's an issue at the core of your business, at the core foundational level of your business. There's a misalignment at the deepest level of your purpose and your culture and your team in terms of your values, what you stand for, what you believe in at that core essence level. This could be a lack of awareness, a lack of alignment or lack of buy-in to your purpose and your values. The team might not know how their roles fit into the bigger picture. There may be a lack of agreement on the core principles of what you stand for as a business that's then causing that conflict. In other words, that core foundational work, or what I call the culture blueprint work, has not been done yet. And like a tree, if you think about a tree and it has roots and it has its leaves up in the sky, like a tree needs strong foundations and strong roots to support its growth, as does a business, as does a team, as does your culture. And if you don't know what these core roots are, the core foundations of your team and your culture, then it's gonna make that tree or that business quite floppy was the word that I was going to use there. Basically, it has more potential to fall and to break. Whereas, as with a tree, the stronger those foundations, the more potential it has for that tree to grow, to flourish, to rise, to withstand whatever is thrown its way. And the roots in business is about building a blueprint to what a successful culture looks like for you. I'm going to say that again because this is really important. Your roots in business is about mapping out what is the successful blueprint is for your culture. Like, what does a successful culture look like to you? And mapping out the blueprint for that. Because then you can grow and scale at a level that blueprint will be sustained. If you don't know what the DNA is or the blueprint is or the core essence is of your culture and what you stand for, it's going to be knocked around, particularly once you go past that kind of 12 to 15 person mark in business and you as the leader is not there to be able to weigh in on every decision and be there as, you know, every team meeting and to be able to infuse your own personal values into the situation. That's when you need that culture blueprint to support the sustainable success that's not reliant on you as the leader to sustain that culture. So I call this your culture blueprint. It's basically identifying and articulating your manuscript for who you are as a team, as a business, as a culture, you know, your ultimate big why, the DNA of your culture. And I love to give the analogy of a cell in your body. And while I am no human biology expert, I do know that the DNA that makes up our body is what replicates and grows to create us as we are, right? And if you want your team to replicate and grow in the way that you want it to, it's the same with that. We need to map out the DNA to your team, the DNA to your culture, so that then that can grow and scale and replicate. If you want it to grow in a particular way, as opposed to it just growing in a default unintended way. And this is like the inside out approach to business growth and success, where we first go inwards to define that DNA to our culture before then allowing it to grow and deliver the results that we know that it will. And as Peter Drucker says, profit is like oxygen. You need it to survive. But if you think that oxygen is the purpose of your life, then you're missing something. And as Simon Sinek says, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. So people are looking for more than just money as a reward for what they do. How people look for work and what they're looking for is changing. People are looking for purpose. People are looking for meaning. People are looking to feel part of being something bigger themselves and contributing to a cause that makes them feel like they're actually significant and important in this life and making a positive impact. And purpose-led organizations are the most successful on the planet. So I'm going to share with you my screen here of what I call the purpose ripple effect. So purpose-led organizations are the most successful on the planet. Purpose-driven organizations, which are the ones that start with purpose first. They know who they are. They know what they stand for. They know their ultimate why, for why they're in business and the impact that they want to make. They know their reason. They know their cause. And the team knows this too and is very much aligned and attracted and magnetized to this as well. So these purpose-led organizations, they don't just inspire. They are also shown to outperform the general market by a factor of 10. They outperform by 10 times. My favorite stat, the purpose-driven organizations, so those clear on their purpose, their mission, their vision, their why, they are 6 times more profitable than the profit-driven ones. Let that sink in. The purpose-driven organizations are 6 times more profitable than the profit-driven ones. So starting with purpose first, an inside-out approach is what actually gets you the greatest profit, 6 times more to be exact. Purpose-driven organizations have 7 times higher job creation rates, 750 times higher profit performance ratio. They're 64% more resilient. Remember when I was talking about the tree with its roots and how those foundations were strong? When the core foundations of a culture and a business are strong, it makes it so much more resilient to what comes its way because it's anchored in something that is so strong and shared by the whole organization. They grow 4 times faster, like a tree. Again, when the roots are strong, they can grow faster and higher. They're 53% more innovative. They attract 92% more consumers, particularly Gen Y ones that are more conscious and attracted to purpose-led brands. They're 30% more productive. And one of my favorite stats is they're 64% more personally fulfilled in their work as they achieve these higher levels of success. So how this translates through to this purpose ripple effect, when you start with purpose, when you are clear on your why and you know what you stand for, you naturally attract and magnetize aligned humans who are similar to you, who believe the same things. They're like little flies to honey. Is that the saying? They are attracted to that mission and they want to be part of that. They want to be part of that. So that's what attracts that top talent. And when you've got a team that is aligned by a shared purpose, who are top talented individuals, that's what creates a thriving, lit up team culture. And when you've got a high performing team and a thriving culture, that go above and beyond, this is what makes your customers so happy and so loyal, because not only are they being serviced better by a better performing team who actually cares about what they do, but often, more often than not, say like a Patagonia, when your customers know what you stand for and what you believe in and your purpose and your why and your cause and your reason, when your customers know what you stand for, they are so, so loyal, because they believe in the same things that you believe in. And what often happens with this is they're actually happy to pay a premium on the product that you are selling, because they wholeheartedly believe in your mission and they want to support that, and they're willing to pay more for it. When you've got these things, when you've got top talent, thriving team culture, and you've got happy, loyal customers, this is what grows your market share. This is what makes you known in the space. This is what builds your brand and your reputation and makes you more profitable than ever before. And not only more profitable, but actually helps you grow in a really sustainable way, that you're not going to be thrown about by little hiccups that might get thrown your way. So this is the purpose ripple effect. And this is why starting from the inside out is really, really powerful. So the opposite to this might be an outside in approach, where you're focused in on profitability metrics over everything at the cost of everything else. Not considering, all right, how do we keep our customers happy? How do we build a thriving culture? How do we attract top talent? And not even asking the question about why. An outside-in approach might look like having team and culture issues and throwing a pay rise at it and hoping that it'll go away. An outside-in approach might be having leadership conflict issues and saying, we'll just have a big Christmas boozer and everyone will get drunk and get along again. An outside-in approach might be having turnover issues and thinking that you need to implement a bonus and incentive scheme to try and hold on to people. Outside-in approach is costing you money that you don't need to spend, and it's not solving the core issues in the first place. So like that leaky roof, the issues are just going to come out somewhere else unless you get to the core of what it is. And this is the inside-out approach that helps you get to the core of who you are, what you stand for, and then enjoy the benefits of all of these different things that I've listed here. So if there are so many incredible benefits of a purpose-first approach, an inside-out approach, why aren't more people reaching for them? Why are there so many companies? You know, the companies that I tend to work with, they are often the most modern, the most progressive, the most open-minded. They're often very conscious and they really care about the people and the planet. And they are on board with this stuff fast. But what about the other ones? So why aren't they paying attention to and enjoying the benefits of a purpose-first approach? My belief is that some of it is just a lack of awareness and understanding about what the impact of purpose can have on profit, and how actually starting with purpose has the greatest impact on profit. And the other piece is I just wonder if they don't know how to get started. And this is where I come in. So my approach and how I work with my clients is first articulating to them how, or helping them articulate what their purpose is, what they stand for. And basically, like, the work that I do with them, it's powerful, powerful work that is not only transformational for themselves as human beings, but for their culture, for their team, for their business growth and their success. And it is deeply fulfilling and meaningful work that you do as well, which then sets the business up with those roots, with those foundations to enable that sustainable, limitless growth and success. Because once those foundational roots are in place, that's when that, you know, untapped potential and growth is made possible, right? So the purpose work, the inside out approach, which I call creating your culture blueprint, the success of your culture and the blueprint behind that includes getting clear on what you stand for, your purpose, your values, your behaviors, and not only knowing what those things are, but embedding them into everything that you do so that they infuse into the organizational architecture of everything that you do, your leadership, your culture, your strategy, your systems, how you hire, how you onboard, how you communicate, how you reward, how you incentivize. Because when this DNA is infused into your entire organizational architecture, that's when your business can grow and thrive and scale without it being dependent on you as the leader to maintain and uphold that. Because let's be honest, you've only got a certain amount of time and energy. And when you've got around 12 to 15 people, often you can do this. You can stretch yourself between those 12 to 15 people, even if you're a bit burnt out in the process. But when you often get past that 15 to 20 person mark, that's when the cracks start to show if you don't have those foundations in place, because you can't be in 20 places at once. So this is how you scale your team without breaking your culture in the process. This is how you grow a team and a culture that doesn't rely and depend on you as the leader or the CEO to maintain it. Doing this purpose work, doing this inner work, knowing your culture blueprint or the DNA to your cultural success is critical if you want to grow a successful, fulfilling, and enduring business that lasts a long time. You know, as you might be able to tell, I am passionate about the power of purpose-driven businesses because I've seen how this work can just transform individuals and workplaces and the world as well in the process. And my mission as a leadership and culture coach is to empower these purpose-led businesses to unlock the true potential of their teams and drive positive change in the world. Because when purpose meets culture, transformation follows for the individual, for the organization, and for the world. And not just for the bottom line, but for the profits and for the greater good. So my question for you is, how well is your team? How well is your organization? How well is your business tapping into the benefits of purpose? Are you leading an inside-out approach or an outside-in approach? If you're not sure and you'd like to find out, I am offering a free culture audit to the first three organizations that reach out and want to go through this process. It's simple, it is deeply valuable, and everyone who has gone through one of these processes has just like walked away with eyes open, like so, so deeply grateful for the insights that they have learned about their organization, and it's transformed everything that they've done from then on. So the first three people to reach out, if you want to dive deeper on this topic and understand how the benefits of purpose and the ripple effect of that could have on your business, then just send me an email at hello@emmacampbell.com.au and I would be happy to share more about what that process could look like. Sending you so much love, and I hope you enjoyed today. Mwah. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed, I would just love it if you took one little minute to leave a quick review or even to share this potty with a friend who you think might benefit from its message. It's honestly hearing your feedback that keeps me going and helps me spread the word to get in the ears of other people just like you, who are going through similar challenges and keen for a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'll see you in the next podcast.